Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In regards to the stadium front, Matt Evans from Channel 9 is down there. He's, I think, going to be on the drive perhaps this afternoon, but he had a report filed last night. Here's the latest from Matt Evans over at Channel 9 on where things stand with the potential stadium build to help keep the Chiefs and or Royals in Missouri.
In a marathon Senate hearing, that bill ran into opposition from both sides of the aisle.
Republicans.
I don't really care about football, but I do care about economic impact to the state of Missouri a lot.
And Democrats alike.
From my perspective and my constituents' perspective, it's egregious that we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars for a stadium when you have people who've lost everything.
Took issue with the bill today, but it eventually cleared the committee by a vote of 6-3 after nearly 3 hours of testimony and debate.
How do you think that went today, Senator?
Long. Really, really long, but that's all right. As I've said many times before, it's a big issue. It's a big topic. It's worth discussion.
We also learned new information from a lobbyist for the Kansas City Chiefs.
If we are to stay with state and local participation, this is the type of plan that could work.
He testified that the team would plan to spend $1.15 billion to renovate Arrowhead if they do stay in Missouri. And while the Kansas Star Bonds plan does have better numbers, any new stadium would never have the allure of Arrowhead.
But it's new construction. It is also not going to be the loudest stadium in the world.
Even with that bipartisan opposition, the bill sponsor says he's confident the votes are there to pass this proposal.
I'm encouraged by today. There's always talks going about how we're going to get there, 18 is the magic number.
While the Senate committee did advance it to the full Senate, another fight there is likely ahead.
So that was Matt Evans from Channel 9, giving you just a recap of kind of where things stand. It did make it out of a committee, but we all know it's done that before.
It's
going to be more of ultimately when it gets to the Senate. And when does that actually get discussed on the Senate floor? A couple interesting things, though, from that report. You heard from one of the chief's lobbyists in that, and it is now clear that if they renovate Arrowhead, they project that cost to be, what do you say, $1.15 billion, which is a significant increase from the initial renovation from back on April of 2024 in the vote that, of course, failed. That was part of that 3/8-cent sales tax extension with when it was paired up with the Royals and everything like that. So that was notable to me that if you're wondering, hey, what would a renovation look like? Now, costs have gone up in general, but also that would be a much more significant renovation plan without even seeing it, just based off the sheer cost.
Yeah, I guess that is not surprising. Nobody was surprised to find out that it was going to be there, but that's also going back to the same thing, which is if you want the stadiums there, delaying that is only costing both the teams and the taxpayers more money. That's how these processes work. So $800 million to $1.2 billion or whatever just for a renovation, certainly good in there. I don't know. The fact that they're only a few days in gold and they've advanced it a little bit? Does it give you a little bit of confidence that at least things are moving in some kind of direction?
I mean, it was always going to get out of the committee.
But like last week, they were already pretty much pre-threatening each other, you know? Like it already seemed like there wasn't any kind of thirst for it the second he called for the special session. So at least there's some movement here in the early going.
Yeah, I think it was always going to get out of committee, and it's still going to come down to what happens in the Senate and the opposition that it faces there for a variety of reasons. And then here's what gives me less faith. I saw there are still very unserious proposals being discussed, and you're like, what do you mean like by unserious? There is a state senator that introduced a bill to finance the stadiums, a different bill. Okay. It would be entirely from donations. And so like,
like kind of how we, like how the, we funded Creed is good. Like everyone just gives $6 and 10 cents or $9 and 65 cents. How's this work, Gold?
I believe it is called the No Taxation, All Donation Act. And it would have incentives for those.
Like something from Parks and Rec. Okay.
Well, yeah. Incentives for those that would give to this. So the exact quote, I think it's Senator Rick Braden, quote, "So if somebody gives over $10,000 to this stadium, then they are able to obtain free parking,
like for life,
to get into the stadium." It's a unserious, a completely unserious
proposal.
Hey man,
how dare you say that about what was the guy's name?
It's Rick Braden, I believe it is. A completely unserious proposal.
What did you say it was called? No taxation, just what?
Hold on.
Just donation. No taxation. Just
it's
donation.
Like they changed no the taxation without representation
all,
to this.
Yes, no taxation, all donation act.
I gotta say that's way less catchy than no taxation without representation.
Agreed. It is
feels like the diet, like the Shasta version of that. Yeah. I'm afraid
can't take it serious. You wonder why stuff doesn't get done. Just a completely unserious waste of time proposal. Also, not to mention, bear with me for a second. Let's just make it simple. Let's say parking is $50 a game, and we know it's more than that in some cases. Let's say it's $50 a game. They play 8 home games a year. You start doing some math and all that, you would have to get your money back. You would have to go to, like, what do we think, 200 games?
Yeah,
so, total, yes.
Total. So in order for 58 games a year, all that to equal out, you would have to go to 200 games to equal that same dollar amount, which would take, by the way, 25 years to get to. So you're not...
What if it's really good parking?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's just,
what if they give you a special lot so you can actually leave Arrowhead,
it's completely
not
unserious.
Get stuck in line like everyone else trying to leave Arrowhead?
They'll build a parking garage.
Yeah, would that move the needle for you? No taxation, only donation. How many people do you think...
What I'm saying,
like,
it's not even a good deal.
Also, how many people would it take to give that $10,000 for free parking to get to the $1.2 billion you're acquiring? Let's say it's half of it. Let's say it's the five... Man. Let's say it's $500 million. How many people do you need donating 10 grand for this free parking? By the way, could this not sound more like the Major Saver thing where my kid to get the limo ride, except for all the prizes aren't nearly
this is like
good
a real thing. Senate bill
for the amount of money you have to do it. I actually think you should be jailed for wasting people's
you
time.
You said 1.15 billion.
That's the renovation cost.
Divided by 10,000 for the dollar amount, the donation is 115,000 people to donate 10 grand.
It's just such an unreal. But this is a real bill. This is not made up. This is not from The Onion or anything. It's Senate Bill 10. It was introduced. The first read, I guess, was 2 days ago. And the act creates the No Taxation, All Donation Act. And it goes through some other items in that. But any individual may make a donation. Any individual who donates more than $10,000 shall be entitled to free parking at the facility that is funded in whole or in part by this act.
Or in part, they should at least make the things ridiculous. If you donate $100,000, you can ride shotgunned with Patrick Mahomes to one game. You donate $100,000 to build this stadium, you're going to ride shotgun with Patty Mahomes all the way to the renovated Arrowhead.
It also creates the No Dog in the Fight Act, which prohibits any athletic and entertainment facility that is funded in whole or any part through the No Taxation Act from realizing more than 20% in profits off any food sold on the premises. Again, completely unserious.
Okay,
stuff,
at least that went that way. I was a little bit worried. When you said no dog in the fight, I thought they're going to be like, and you know what? No dog fights at the new renovated stadium. We're not allowing. I know they want new events if it's renovated, but we are limiting the scope of the event that can be there.
Yeah.
I've said this before.
This is the kind of time-wasting stuff and why stuff doesn't happen.
You and I have talked about this. I think there should be fines for this behavior. If you suggest something stupid or ridiculous or waste our time, I should be able to fine you as a public official. I voted for you, I guess. Well, or enough people voted for you, depending on the person.
No, clearly he got elected. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I didn't vote for this person. I'm just saying, like,
he's represents Harrisonville, I believe.
If you waste my time, I'm allowed to fine you like $500. You got to give it to charity or something. Stop wasting my time with donations. Like, we're all going to crowdfund. Let's get a GoFundMe going to get the renovations done at Arrowhead.
Well, and
that's what taxes are. I can just pay taxes. Why am I? That's what a GoFundMe is. We all give you money and you build the thing. Why am I just doing it for the people who volunteer?
Yeah, let me give an upfront payment of $10,000 for parking over the next 25 years. Thank you. Yeah, it's a genius.
Well, and if that actually happened to get to the $10,000, again, it's $115,000. Mm-hmm. That's 40,000 more people than what Arrowhead sits about. So 40,000 people are donating $10,000 to maybe not even go to the stadium in the first place.
Just make it a part of the...
want to expand the seating capacity.
They renovate, and since they don't have the new stadium, instead of PSLs, you just got to pay $10,000 to actually pay for this thing. Sorry. You do have a PSL at renovated Arrowhead, not for the new stadium. We'll carry it over to the new stadium maybe one day. We'll see. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any
There's people in Jefferson City that actually want to find a solution, and then you have some people that have no interest in getting anything done and want to waste people's time.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.